For the Fallen by Lawrence Binion. With proud thanksgiving, a mother for her children, England mourns for her dead across the sea. Flesh of her flesh they were, spirit of her spirit, fallen in the cause of the free. Solemn the drums thrill, death august and royal, sing sorrow up into immortal spheres. There is music in the midst of desolation, and a glory that shines upon our tears. They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end, against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. They mingle not with their laughing comrades again. They sit no more at familiar tables of home. They have no lot in our labour of the daytime. They sleep beyond England's foam. But where our desires are, and our hopes profound, felt as a wellspring that is hidden from sight, to the innermost heart of their own land they are known, as the stars are known to the night, as the stars that shall be bright when we are dust, moving in marches upon the heavenly plain, as the stars that are starry in the time of our darkness. To the end they remain.
Ypres by Lawrence Binion. She was a city of patience, of proud name dimmed by neglecting time, of beauty and loss, of acquiescence in the creeping moss. But on a sudden, fierce destruction came tigerishly pouncing. Thunderbolt and flame showered on her streets to shatter them and toss her ancient towers to ashes. Riven across, she rose dead into never-dying fame. White against heavens of storm, a ghost, she is known to the world's ends. The myriads of the brave sleep round her. Desolately glorified, she, moonlike, draws her own far-moving tide of sorrow and memory. Toward her, each alone, glide the dark dreams that seek an English grave.
The Wound by Lawrence Binion. I have too happy been. Some sad fate envies me. An arrow she, unseen, has fitted to her bow, and smiling grim. I know, let the drawn shaft leap free, deep in my side it pierced. With sudden pain I shook, and gazed around, the accursed, perfidious foe to espy. Lo, only thou art nigh, with sweet and troubled look.